Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The moon of Jupiter, called Europa. Europa was probed by Voyager spacecraft in 79, probed again by Galileo spacecraft. We have images from 1998. Now Juno, NASA spacecraft in orbit around Jupiter, will give us an update of Europa. Europa is about the size of our moon. It's the one of the Galilean moons. It's the sixth largest moon in the solar system. However, it is also an ice world to look at. The expectation, however, is what lies beneath the ice. I welcome Charles Pellegrino, the author, with his colleague Jesse Stoff, many decades ago, of Darwin's Universe, speculating at the time, without information that is as up-to-date as what Juno's about to give us, about what lies beneath. Charlie, a very good evening to you. The Juno probe was launched in 2016. It's already given us updates on Ganymede. This is the Europa update, and it'll fly on to Io, another of the moons of Jupiter. But this one in particular is important because we know in a few years, NASA will launch the Europa Clipper, which is to be an orbiter about Europa. Now, there's so many moons, Charlie. What is compelling about Europa? Good evening to you.
Europa is the one that there are several ice worlds, and we have indications of oceans with their oceans underground and possibly their life underground as well. And Europa is the one that we know of. There's Saturn's moon Enceladus that it's venting material into space. It's a much smaller moon. Europa is one with a large surface area under the ice. The moon is slightly smaller than our own moon, and it's more active than most of the others. So the ice can be thin in places, maybe only a couple of miles thick. Now, many, many years ago when teenagers in the 4-H clubs, my friend Jesse Stoff was one of the people working at the original myth that predicted these oceans. And we always argued back and forth. I said, the ice is still thick for sunlight to get under the ice and for there to be photosynthesis and a food chain. So I was expecting the oceans would probably be dead. And then 1977, Jesse was the first one to communicate to Ballard. He had letters from him. I came over, he said, Charlie, here's your food source. And Ballard's team from Woods Hole Oceanographic had first discovered these hydrothermal vents with sulfides instead of sunlight, supporting whole ecologies under the oceans. And that is what we see as probably the same thing that's going on at Europa.
In other words, we're
and we may see signs of that now.
We're projecting the extremophiles of planet Earth could resemble the extremophiles that live under Moon Europa. Is that the connection,
right,
Charlie?
Right, and it could be happening in many places. Europa, probably Enceladus, possibly Ganymede and Titan, and that's just four in our own solar system. So when you look out toward the stars and all of them are seeming to have planets, Jupiter-like situations are probably more common than Earth. Our world with our life on the outside may be a freak in the galaxy.
We're looking at the surface of Europa. It looks like ice skating rink with people slashing this way and that way. There's no particular pattern. This is not tiger stripes like an Enceladus. This is a crazy whirligig ice skater. You believe those are fractures in the ice caused by what, Charlie?
Caused by the gravitational tug of war between Jupiter and Europa and its sister moons. And so you get basically kind of like these tides, a lot of stretching and pulling, so that Europa looks a lot like Earth's Arctic Ocean, where there's all this cracked ice all around. And Most of the ice on Europa is 2, 3, 4 miles deep. But what the probe is going to be looking for this week is infrared warm spots where the ice may come within less than a half mile of the surface, or there may be recent breaks, and the probe might actually see flakes of ice, just like when we look at Enceladus, Saturn's moon, it's venting geysers of snow into space. We may even see where there's evidence of cracks in the ice somewhere in Europa where snowflakes are raining down on the surface as the probe goes by, and then we'll know. But we'll also have a very good idea where to, if not probes that melt through the ice and go into the oceans, at least places in the ice where we might land and look for evidence of life that has been erupted or welled up to the surface.
Juno's in orbit around Jupiter, and it has, as part of its mission, to do these flybys. This particular flyby is awful close. It's like it's buzzing at Charlie, 220 miles. Now, what do you, the best case, what do you expect that we can see in the fragments, that we'll see venting the way we see in Enceladus? Is that possible?
Yeah, best case is that we would see evidence of venting, and in the very least, we will see over the area it's passing over, if there are thin areas in the ice, it would be places that deserve more scrutiny as more probes go out there. And especially when one day we can just land a probe onto the ice and then look through the ice that's on the surface for signs of bacteria or other types of life that are welling up, making their way up to the surface. Much as we have probes walking around Mars right now, looking at the rocks for signs of ancient life or maybe even a slim chance of bacteria still being alive there.
Is the presumption that the core is molten? In other words, it's got a heat source at the in the center of the moon, and that's what converts the ice to an ocean.
Right, and that there's lots of volcanic activity under the ice that maintains the ocean. And where you have, everywhere we look on Earth, where you have volcanic activity and hydrothermal vent activity, you have oases of life, and not just bacteria, but complex life. We shouldn't drop dead from shock if one day we get probes down under the ice of Europa and robot submarines find hydrothermal vents, and we wouldn't drop dead from shock if we saw multicellular life, crab-like or squid-like things looking back at our cameras.
You mean what we looked like a couple of billion years ago? Same thing.
Or what the oceans on Earth look like today.
And we've been an ice world. If someone was passing us when we were an ice world, would they have speculated in the same fashion? It's called ice ball Earth, but were we as solid ice as Europa appears?
Right. We have been a Europa-like world with an atmosphere at least twice so far that we know of. And most of the life on Earth during those periods would have been gathered around these hydrothermal campfires, around these volcanic zones under the oceans.
We're launching the Europa Clipper in late 24 to reach orbital insertion in 2030. What can it find us that the Juno will not provide us? This is a very low flyby.
Yeah, it will also make several very low flybys. That one is actually being designed to look mostly at Europa and to map its surface in such detail and thermally map and to probe the surface with microwaves and sonar and everything else. In the kind of detail that you could look at fist-sized rocks on the surface of the Earth.
And Charlie, exoplanets are stacking up. They had none of this problem in the 20th century. They just assumed we're the only planets and we've got to prove it. Well, we've got exoplanets everywhere. A lot of them are reported to be gas giants, and then they're super Earths, but there are a stack of them that are rocky and icy. Does that describe Europa as just rocky and icy or just icy? How do we think?
Rocky and icy. I mean, Europa has an ocean that's maybe about 20 miles thick. Europa is about the size of our moon, and the rest of it is a rocky, volcanic world under the water and under the ice. And so the conditions are just right. It's its own Goldilocks zone for developing life. And as we look out to the stars, yes, we're seeing a lot of Jupiter-like gas giants. And all you need is the right world in the right place, the right kind of gravitational tug of war going on. And the odds of that are much greater just looking around our own solar system than having a world like Earth, a rocky world, just the right distance from just the right kind of star. You look out into the galaxy and you don't even need the right star, right kind of star, a Jupiter-like gas giant orbiting the red, little red dwarf of Alpha Centauri, one of our nearest neighbors. It probably has moons. You know, it's we don't know of any Jupiter-like worlds, any gas giants in our own solar system that don't have a family of moons that are gravitationally interacting with each other.
Charles Gasparino,
so, author, a lot of life out there, probably.
A co-author of Darwin's Universe with his colleague Jesse Staff. We're waiting for results from the flyby and then on to Europa Clipper. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.